This is 2EC. We play the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, in light of that report that came out on Tuesday about the state of the environment in Australia, it is not good. I have got on the phone with me this morning Nick Hopkins, who is from the Coast Watchers Association on the South Coast. We've spoken before. How are you this morning, Nick?
Good morning, Bertie. I'm well, thank you.
Now, tell us about this report. Basically, in a nutshell, what does it say?
Well, basically, it states that most environments, in fact, all environments in Australia, apart from urban, are in a poor and deteriorating position, basically because of increasing pressures from climate change, habitat destruction, invasive species and logging.
Now, the habitat destruction, the logging, is something we have spoken about before because you have argued that the native forests on the South Coast have far better value for tourism and for their environmental purposes than they're currently used for. The New South Wales Forestry Corporation, of course, has a license to log many large parts of state forest. Now, what in light of this recent report, does this reinforce what we already knew?
Well, it does, because the report is, although it's shocking, it's certainly not surprising. We've got various species that are sliding down the conservation status slippery dip towards extinction. And just in the last month alone, two more of our iconic mammals, the greater glider and the koala, have slid from vulnerable down to endangered. And at the very same time, the gangang cockatoo has reached that unenviable status of endangered. So this is one step away from critically endangered. And these are all animals that are using our public native forest as their prime source, their prime habitat.
Okay, and the last time we spoke, you actually said that the Forestry Corporation is running at a loss.
It is running at a loss. So last year it was calculated that for every hectare that was logged, the taxpayer of New South Wales paid $440 for the privilege of that. But that doesn't even account for all the fines that have been applied. Even just in the last 2 months alone, fines and prosecutions and costs have racked up $684,000 against Forestry Corporation of New South Wales, plus a possible $18 million fine for destruction of koala habitat on the North Coast.
Now, you have a petition, or there is a petition circulating. I understand you want to get 20,000 signatures by the end of the month. Tell me more about this petition.
Well, that's right. This is on the New South Wales parliamentary website, and it's designed to get this whole issue of native forest logging debated on the floor of the Legislative Assembly. So if we can get the 20,000 signatories, that's the threshold that will trigger the debate. It's basically saying that let's leave our forests alone there. They've got much better value as carbon sinks, as threatened species, habitat protection, as ecotourism opportunities.
Absolutely. Now, for many people who are listening that might want to or might really care about this issue, it's not that hard to get to sign the petition. How do you do it?
Look, it's really easy, Bertie, and it's for New South Wales residents only. You just Google e-petition native forest logging, and it will take you to the New South Wales parliamentary website.
And then you can sign the petition that way.
Exactly.
Okay, Nick, well, you're fighting the good fight, mate, and best of luck, and I really appreciate your time yet again.
No worries, Bertie, and remember, our forests are worth more standing.